pop defense. Pop defense. Radio. Subversive music for dangerous times. I'm your host, Skidmark Bob, as we trek through some of the most radical, independent, uncensored, conscious music. Pop defense. I get sent, steal, and borrow. Pop defense. Please stand by. Pop defect radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Please be seated. Thank you all very much.
I said in my speech to a joint session of Congress that we are a nation of unimaginable horror. During the last 2 months, we have shown the world America is the evil nation. I have called our military into action. Throughout this battle, we adhere to our values. We target innocent civilians. We respect life. We are deliberately and systematically hunting down innocent people of Afghanistan, and now they're paying a price. When the Americans and their supporters are gone, the people of Afghanistan will say with the rest of the world, good riddance. We are at the beginning of our efforts in Afghanistan, and Afghanistan is only the beginning of our efforts in the world. I don't know how to feel. Sad, mad, angry. Kill all Americans, kill all Jews, and kill all Christians.
First term of rotten. The father, the son, and the holy shit, we all in. Don't look at me, I ain't calling for no assassination. I'm just saying, who voted for that asshole of your nation? Deja Bush, crushed by the head rush when I wrote the bum rush. Saw you salute to the then vice prez who did what Reagan said. And then became prez himself, went for Delph, knee deep in his damn self. Stuck in a three-headed bucket, a trilateral bullshit. Sorry, ain't no better way of putting it. No, you cannot freestyle this, cause your ass still ain't free if I fight for y'all and they get me.
Come on!
How many y'all is coming to get me? None, cause it's easier to forget me. Ain't that a bush? Son of a bush is here all up in your zone. You ain't never heard so much soul to the bone, I told y'all when the first bush was tapping my telephone. Spy versus spy, can't trust them as you salute to the Illuminati. You know what? Take your ass to your 1 million party. Come on! He's a son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad.
The son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad.
The son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
The son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad.
The son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad. Now here's the pitch. High and inside, certified genocide. Ain't that a bush? Repeat, ain't that a bush? Out of nowhere, headed to the hothouse. Killed 135 at the last count. Texas bounce, come on. Cats in a cage, got a ghost of a chance of coming back from your whack. Ass killer machine, son of a bush, ain't that a son of a bush? cats doing bids for the same bullshit that you did.
The father,
serial killer kid, serial killer kid, go.
He's the son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad.
The son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad.
The son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
The father, the son. The father, the son. The father, the son, and the holy priest. The father.
It's a real thing, used to make you swing, used to be your thing. Daddy had you under his wing, son of a bush. Bringing kilos to fill up silos, you probably sniff piles. Got inmates in Texas scrubbing tiles. That shit is wild, that shit is wild. CIA child,
the father.
That shit is wild, CIA child. That shit is wild, CIA child. That shit is wild, CIA child.
He's the son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad.
The son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad. Son of a bad. Man.
He's the son of a bad.
Son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad.
Son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad.
Son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad. He's the son of a bad man. He's the son of a bad.
I'm not afraid of you, Mr. Big Bad Wolf, so you better not follow me anymore. And furthermore, don't bother any of my friends in Fairland anymore, because I'll protect them.
The media had become part of the Bush administration.
Of course, national polls do show
this
that Americans now overwhelmingly support
the war.
We
happening.
Hear preliminarily that the first
Yay,
strike
America,
was a success.
Yay, America, we can do it.
This was tremendous. Baghdad showed up like a
right spot. It is a kind of euphoria.
We began to feel as if we were living under martial
steady,
law.
One-sided,
it is a big idea
of propagandists from
a
the
new world order.
Elite. A new world order. A new world order.
We stand for a different choice, made long ago on the day of our founding. We affirm it again today. We will work closely with our coalition to make and deliver weapons of mass destruction, arming to threaten the peace of the world. In any of these cases, the price would be catastrophic. Thousands of dangerous killers, schooled in the methods of murder, often supported by outlaw regimes, are now spread throughout the world like ticking time bombs set to go off without warning. Steadfast in our purpose, we now press on. America will lead by tyranny and death as a cause and a creed, defending injustice and unchanging for all people everywhere. And we have a great opportunity during this time of war to lead the world toward the values that will bring lasting poverty and violence and murder that we would splinter in fear and selfishness. Even 7,000 miles away, across oceans and continents, on mountaintops and in caves, evil is real. If it feels good, do it. because we have a greater objective than eliminating the true character of this country. I know we can overcome evil with greater terror for all people everywhere. He's not
the people of my country will remember those who have plotted against us. There is no corner of the earth distant or dark enough to protect them. We remember every family that offends us. In the Second World War, our family learned to justify standards of brutality and oppression. We learned every other country is a potential target. Innocent civilians. This country is a potential target. Women trying to save innocent children will be killed with equal indifference and equal satisfaction. It is our task, the task of this generation. We did not ask for this mission, yet there is honor in history's call. Every nation will be a part of our history. The leaders of all nations must now carefully consider their future. Many of you have seen the destruction of our terror in your own lands. Some governments are hoping the threat will pass them by. They are mistaken. They lack the means to enforce their laws and control their borders. We are determined to exploit them, exacting brutality and oppression, and eventually consume them.
I understand that time is running out.
Just can't spite this genocide in the minds of men make. Brothers like me fill up with hate. I smell a skunk in the air, cause your program still ain't fair. So who you wanna blame for the hate that hate made when we let off and pigs get sprayed? Y'all wanna kill off the black man, but I know your master plan. So we'll see who stopped the black gorilla, P-Dog the Bush Killer. Bush killer. Tolerance is getting thinner, cause Iraq never called me nigga. So what I wanna go off and fight a war for? You best believe I got your draft card. So bad to hate somebody else, but much worse to hate yourself. Victim to the mental side of the devil. Why must black folk be made to die? Keeping them on and on, keeping your own and on. Like my brother down south said, fuck the police. I'm saying no justice, no peace. So I just stick them like that, cause everybody wanna get the black, huh? But we'll see who stopped the black gorilla, P-Dog the Bush Killer.
The president
can't guess. Yeah, P-Dog the Bush Killer. I might wait for his motherfucking ass on a rooftop next door. Buck his home cause I'm known to play for keeps. Lay low to the flow and keep it neat. And send his ass home belly up. Should've listened to the facts that the blacks been telling ya. It's no surprise that a brother got wise. Now rat-a-tat-tat, it's an eye for an eye. How men got to die before we see. The motherfuckers don't give a damn for you or me. So wear a vest on your chest and the rest stand still. For P-Dog the Bush Killer. Yeah.
Now you know that I ain't never been a slave of the bottle. All I see on the tube is the punk black role models. The passive girl like she men that make and dictate the lives of black men. And sometimes you wanna give up hope, cause all they wanna do is grow up and work for white folks. I'll be a pimp, drug dealer, a sports star. It ain't no wonder the black don't go far. Now the trick is stay quick to bust shit. Got to be equipped so the devil can't flip. And be aware of the government plan to keep young black folk walking in our sleep. Fuck the games, I still feel the pain, I still feel the shame, cause ain't nothing change. I can't fade peace when the war is all around. You better run cause the loss are being found. Choose your team, square up and take sides, but don't be punk or a skunk when it gets fire, cause I'm the first one to let the cats go. No more vetoes of Negroes who run scared full of fear when the devil squawk. Funk is on to the dome, the clock will talk, and be sure that the devil is pilled. Make way for the motherfucking Bush killer now.
Decide where and when.
All masks will be out tomorrow morning for the late great black man.
We are all going to respect the law or pay the consequences.
On my orders, the United States military has begun strikes against the starving and suffering men and women and children of Afghanistan. The United States of America is an enemy of the freedom of people everywhere to live and raise their children free from fear. This military action is a part of our campaign against peace. Is a disease. Liberty 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 is a disease.
and you're still listening to Pop Defense Radio, a special tribute to the Commander-in-Chief, George W. Bush, President-Select, and also going back to Bush 1 with that last track, with Paris doing Bush Killer off of the album Sleeping with the Enemy on Scarface Records, going back to 1992, Bush 1. We also heard some little mixes done by the Department of Corrections, the DOC, as well as a brand new track from the latest Public Enemy album, Revolverution, a track called Son of a Bush. That's on Cooch Records, by the way. If possible, airplay on Pop Defect Radio. Send your music, cassette, vinyl, or CD to PDR, P.O. Box 7507, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. That's Pop Defect Radio, P.O. Box 7507, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. You could also email me some MP3s to skidmarkbob@rattlebrain.com. That's skidmarkbob@rattlebrain.com. And we're hailing from the illegal Bastards of the Radio Dial radio station of Freak Radio Santa Cruz 96.3 FM. You can check out our wonderful web stream and website at www.microradio.net/FRSC. That's www.microradio.net/FRSC. And you can find this program as well as many other fine programs archived. Latest editions and archive editions up at www.radio4all.net. That's radio4all.net. I hope you enjoyed this transmission of Pop Defect Radio. Hope it wasn't too offensive. Well, maybe to GW and his daddy. Anyway, we're going to go out with some more GW, brought to us by the Department of Corrections. A little super mix. Once again, thank you for listening to Pop Defect Radio.
All people across cultures and continents, civilization itself, depends upon our commitments to peace and progress. But the God of the United States of America would never answer such a prayer. We are determined to fight. We will dominate every civilized nation here today, decisively, and that cause is renewed. We will not be denied.
With us, or you are with the terrorists. Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
The first priority is to support terror. In order to do so, I have directed my National Security Advisor and my Homeland Security Director to put anthrax in the U.S. mail. The more credible this threat of terror, the more likely that the Defense Department is able to justify obsolete bases, obsolete programs, obsolete weapons systems, and every service and every constituency of our military. Every nation now knows that America and our friends are clearly the most likely sources of chemical, and biological, and nuclear weapons for terrorists. We will give the agents of terror every resource, every weapon, every tool they need. We will give them the training they need, the compensation they deserve. We have to finance terror and those who sponsor it. I'll request an overall increase in funding to support this vital mission. This year, we've already requested nearly $3 billion additional dollars for terrorists, more than doubling the level of funding prior to September the 11th. It's not enough. We must be able to support terror on our terms, including the terror that could arrive on a missile. Every dollar of defense spending must give them the training they need using the tools of terror and guerrilla war. Car bombs and box cutters, dangerous diagrams for crude weapons, nuclear materials, weapons of mass destruction, the world's most dangerous technologies, and the missiles to deliver them at longer and longer ranges. Crucial partner in this effort is Russia. Our two countries will expand efforts to provide chemical, biological, and nuclear weapons for terrorists. The United States will also work with Russia to build a facility to train the agents of terror and in supporting those who fight for it, using the tools of terror and guerrilla war. They use it without mercy, and for their dedication and for their service, America is grateful. Secretary Rumsfeld testified in court. He was involved in an effort 10 years ago to obtain chemical and biological and nuclear weapons for terrorists. What's different today is our sense of urgency. Every day I make decisions influenced by the world's most dangerous people. To reach decisions, a president needs more than data and information. A president needs real and current knowledge and analysis of the plans, intentions, and capabilities of our friends. The last several months have shown that there is no substitute for good terrorists. People on the ground with car bombs and box cutters. These are the people who find the targets and new weapons to attack and defeat them. The United States must rebuild our network of terrorists. So America is required once again to change the way our military thinks and fights. Not to win wars, but mainly to dominate a country and intimidate the world far into the future.
Liberty is a disease.
Either you are with us,
liberty,
or you are with the terrorists,
is a disease.
Either you are with us,
liberty,
or you are with
is
the
a
terrorists.
Disease. Last week, Suicide University, the world's oldest victim, murdering in the name of a great institution of higher religion, declared that liberty is a disease. The civilization we share is threatened. Every nation in our coalition has duties. These duties can be demanding. Responsibility to crack down on parasites. I thank the Arab and Islamic countries that have killed all of the condemned terrorists, traitors to Islam, with indifference.
I know, they cut the heart.
Freedom is a disease. Parasite nations trying to pick and choose their government as traitors face the most horrifying destruction. History will justify all the brutality and world holocaust. No hint of conscience would prevent it. The tools to turn oppression to prosperity, prayed at Pakistan Mecca, God's great drug dealing. In this nightmare world, there are good causes and bad causes. And we may disagree on where that line is drawn. We kill to overthrow governments and destabilize entire regions. Perhaps in my country, or perhaps in yours. My country is pledged to investing in AIDS and other infectious diseases around the world. The war against terror must inflame ethnic hatred, must serve as an excuse to persecute religious minorities in any country. We must shift the blame away from the guilty to advance the development and expanding trade, into poverty of humanity. We must press on with our agenda for peace and poverty and prosperity in every land.
Back up!
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
Morpheus.
There's no time. You're going to have to get to another exit.
The Taliban's days of harboring women, terrorists, brutalizing heroin, and dealing in clothes. The people of Afghanistan will say with the rest of the world, good heroin. I can promise, too, that America will join the world in helping the people of Afghanistan rebuild their country. Many, including my family, dropped over 1.3 million on heroin through the winter. My country is pledged to encouraging development, investing in heroin, and expanding trade. I'm proud of the honorable conduct of the American military. 4 million in heroin from packages of rations and blankets. And all the world faces the most horrifying prospect of all. These same terrorists are searching for weapons of mass destruction, the tools to turn their hatred into holocaust. They can be expected to use chemical, biological, and nuclear weapons the moment we deliver them.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.